Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today, we've got an incredibly practical show lined up for you. It's designed to help you in some of the most challenging things that you experience in life. We're not going to be speaking about any specific problem, but rather solutions to one of the things that plagues us no matter where we find ourselves in life. It is stress. To help us on this journey is someone who is not a stranger if you're a regular listener to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. It's Fred Hernandez. Fred, it's great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me back. And we're going to have a lot of fun today reducing our stress.
Fred, you were so helpful. Not all that long ago, we featured a show with you talking about practical musculoskeletal techniques. You are not just a highly trained health professional. You and I, we crossed paths in our circles with Loma Linda University, where we both have master's in public health degrees. But I've seen you in many major settings, major conferences and all, and I've just appreciated your leadership in the areas of pain management, stress control. For those who've not met you before, tell us a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis.
I have a clinic, and with my bodywork license, I do a lot of therapy for neuromuscular pain, and we employ a lot of the techniques that are available to us through different avenues, from all the way from the osteopathic medicine to massage therapy to, you know, manipulations of the body joints, ligaments, all that stuff. And within that context, we all know that stress produces pain, or stress in our muscles, they tense up because of bad news or the traffic in your, excuse me, your shoulders go up, and you know, right away, all that stress level makes everything tense, your muscles tense. So when that happens, pain occurs. I don't do anything at all. If I take the stress away a little bit, the pain might just go away, and it does.
I love the holistic approach that you have, and I know you're doing a lot of innovative stuff. You're based down there in Puerto Rico, and folks literally come from all over the world to seek out your services. So before we get too far into things, if someone's saying, hey, I've always wanted to see, I've heard Puerto Rico is beautiful, you know, here's my excuse to go down and see Fred Hernandez. Tell us a little bit about your clinic, your operation, how we track you down.
Well, we have a website, but basically the most important is the phone. People, even in Puerto Rico, you know, they say, hey, can we make an appointment through the internet? Say, no, you just got to call. That's it.
Okay.
So the phone number is 787-774-8383. And my secretaries do speak some English, so that you can always call with no problem.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right. 787-774-8383.
That's correct.
Now, here's the question that some are going to have. They're in the United States, perhaps, listening to the show. Puerto Rico is part of the United States, correct?
That's correct.
So people are not going to get a long-distance charge with a typical cell phone plan, for example?
No, it's all part of the whole system. Yeah.
Okay. We know how to track you down if we want to come down and benefit from your stress management approaches or your neuromuscular treatments, massage therapy, the different hands-on techniques. I know we're not going to get to talk about it today, but I know you're doing some very innovative stuff I've heard with neuropathy.
Yeah.
Whether it's from diabetes or from other causes. So folks want to have Fred Hernandez on their radar screen. Because you're in a Spanish-speaking part of our country, your name for your clinic actually is in Spanish, right?
Right. So translated into English would be Neuromuscular Therapy Center.
Okay. And how about for those who are trying to learn some Spanish, like me? What would I call it?
Centro Neuromuscular del Caribe.
Oh, centro for center, neuromuscular.
Right.
Oh, that's straightforward, neuromuscular. And then what's the rest of it?
The other one is from del Caribe, from the Caribbean.
Oh, okay. Centro Neuromusculare de Caribe. Am I getting close?
Right.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
So we've got the introductions out of the way. Well, let's talk about the practical stuff because folks say, I'm getting stressed out. I heard about the show for stress management, and all he's doing is talking about going to Puerto Rico. Help us.
Well, you know, you can come down to Puerto Rico and go to the beach and relax and get the therapy done. And then really, you go back stress-free.
Okay. You're making a good sales pitch for me. That might end up on my calendar. But let's get into it, Fred. Where do you start with someone? Let's say someone walks in into your clinic and they just say, this was terrible. I just had a terrible time getting here. The traffic was terrible. And I'm just all stressed out. What would you do with them?
Well, okay. So let me tell you a story. After the hurricane we had here in Puerto Rico, almost 10 years ago, Hurricane Maria, that the whole island was devastated. You know how much stress people had. Not having money or not having bank accounts accessible, not having food, not having water, not electricity. It was just very horrible. And about 3 weeks afterwards, I opened up the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's stress level was so high.
Wow.
It was so high. Besides mine, of course, too. But, I mean, everybody, you could just tell the tension in their bodies. And there's one technique that I did that would just immediately reduce the level of stress. And I'm going to show you today something related to that technique that you can do at home. And if it works for you, you will feel a difference, most likely, you know, right away within a minute.
Wow. Okay.
So I did that on everybody that came to my office, regardless of what pain they had. I did that technique to them. And right away, you could tell their body just sank down and their pain went away. So that when I work with the stress at the autonomic nervous system, you know, our nervous system that just does everything without us thinking about it, you know, breathing, you know, digestion, whatever. So when I work at lowering the stress level at the parasympathetic system, wow, the whole body feels it. The whole body feels it.
Now, I love this concept. And, you know, some folks are familiar with this unconscious or autonomic nervous system, like you said, responsible for breathing, digestion, your heart rate. And we've got these two arms, right? The sympathetic, which is the fight or flight. And then we've got the parasympathetic that some people call the rest and digest. So what I hear you saying is you've got some techniques that can tone down that sympathetic arm and kind of stimulate that parasympathetic to help someone relax. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah. The sympathetic, you know, we're all working hard or stressed, and the parasympathetic, let's just go to the beach for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, so all the techniques that I will be teaching you today has to do with lowering the sympathetic arousal to the parasympathetic response, relaxation response in a matter of seconds or minutes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So help us out. Let's listen to some of these techniques.
All right. This is a good one. Okay. So let's go back to something basic that you are very knowledgeable about, which is the 8 natural remedies, right?
It's true. I'm familiar, but some of our listeners are not.
Okay. So they're what? Nutrition, eating good, right? Healthy foods, fresh air, exercise, spirituality, sleep. Let's see, one more, two more, wait.
Water, like hydrotherapy, water internally.
Water, exercise.
And do you mention sunshine as well?
Sunshine, there we go, sunshine.
Okay.
So go back to the breathing part.
Okay.
Within that breathing part, I'm going to show you right now a few breathing techniques that they have found out that actually reduces the cortisol levels in your body. So the cortisol, you would probably explain it better than I, is the hormone that raises up our anxiety, it raises up when we are in the stress, but it helps us, you know, to deal with emergency situations.
Exactly, exactly.
So, but when it stays up there a whole lot of time and doesn't come back down, that's where we have the problem, right?
Right.
So these techniques, breathing techniques, will help reduce that, boom, the cortisol level down, and also then increase the parasympathetic, the relaxation mode. So here we go. So one of them, I got three of them, but I'll show you two right now that are really nice. Okay. One is the square breathing. Square breathing. So you inhale. When you inhale completely, you hold that inhaling for the count of four. And then you exhale slowly and you hold the exhale for the count of four seconds. And you repeat that three times.
Now, for those who are listening, which is the entire audience, you know, square breathing may sound difficult. Why do we call this a square?
Only because when you breathe in, it's like the line that goes up.
Okay.
And then you hold the 4 seconds, you breathe up there. So it's like the line going across. And then you exhale, and that's the line going down on the other side of the square. And then you hold, that's the line going across back to the point where you inhale again.
So is each phase 4 seconds, 4 second inhalation, 4 second hold, 4 second exhale? Is that the idea?
Yes, yes. That's supposed to be that way.
Okay, and I got it.
Sometimes people, they don't be able to do it. So I just say, you know what? Just breathe in and hold it and breathe out and hold it. And that works also just as good, you know.
So now are you telling us that if we just... Now, obviously not do this just once. Is that going to make a difference? You have to do a number of these? Or
three times.
Okay.
Three cycles. So let's just do, let's do one cycle if you want right now. And you folks that are listening, you can practice with us. And then you can repeat it three times. And that's when the stress level goes down.
Okay. And you're going to talk us through this?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready. Go for it.
All right, so think of a stressful situation right now in your life, anything, you know, right away, anything very simple, it could be, okay? All right, so I got mine. All right, so now we're going to breathe in and hold that breath for the count of four, okay? One, two, three, breathe in. Hold it, one, two, three, four, exhale. Hold it, one, two, three, four. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four. One more time. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four. So now think of what you were thinking before to see if it's that intense or is less intense?
Huh. You know, you may have just primed me for this, but it did seem relaxing.
Yeah. So that's a really good one. Before any event that you're going to do, like, you know, you're going to go on TV or radio, you do that and it relaxes you and you can do it much better.
Okay. Well, if I seem to lose my energy during this show, you'll know that I'm practicing Fred's techniques. And if it seems like I'm not quite as vibrant, like I'm just, it's a good thing. Fred, we've got to step away just briefly.
All right.
I'm talking with Fred Hernandez, if you're just jumping on with us. Fred is walking us through some powerful stress management techniques. If you're not already feeling less stressed, practice while you're listening to some of these important messages that are going to be coming up. We're going to come back with Fred, more techniques, more practical things you can do to help you navigate the stresses, the challenges that you face in life. I'm Dr. David DeRose, my guest Fred Hernandez. We will be back right after this.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose with Fred Hernandez. We are speaking about stress management techniques. And whether you're listening from somewhere in the heart of Indian country, maybe on a reservation, on a reservation-based station through our affiliates with Native Voice One, or whether you're listening on one of our other fine stations that are carried by other networks like Strong Tower Radio, Family First Radio, Life Talk Radio, and others, we are glad you are joining us today because this is just powerful stuff. Fred, you make a career of this. You explained that in the first segment. You find that people with chronic pain often have a lot of stress, and if you can lower their stress levels, that's going to help with their pain. I love this very holistic perspective. I know it resonates throughout Indian country. So tell us about some other techniques, other things that we can do to help lower our stress levels.
So I said we're going to show you two techniques for breathing.
Okay. Right?
So here's the second one. Now, this one is very simple. And it's obvious. It's actually very simple to do. And it does lower the cortisol, that hormone level that races up there and when we are under stress and stuff like that. So this breathing technique, you're going to breathe in two times right away. You're going to breathe in and you're going to breathe in like that, two times.
You mean just two quick breaths in?
Two quick breaths in through your nose. Through your nose. So I'm going to do it real quick and you'll hear the noise, right?
Okay.
So you do that and then you let go slowly. You exhale slowly. So those of you who are listening, you're under stress, out of a sudden, you're going to go to a situation, a meeting, or you got a problem in your family. Before you go in, try to breathe in two times quickly in through your nose. That double breathing If you do it two or three times, you could just do it one time and you can feel a difference. But if you do it two or three times, it'll come, it'll help the cortisol level go down even more.
So do we know what it is about this quick breath in through the nose? Is it stimulating certain receptors, or do we have any insight into that?
It affects the diaphragm. And when it affects the diaphragm, it affects a lot of things. For instance, it'll affect the lymph flow, the lymphatic flow up through the diaphragm, up to the sternum that goes into the clavicle. So when you stimulate the lymph flow, there's a relaxation component to the lymph flow when you get stimulated. Second of all, when you breathe in twice, it creates a change in the brain as well. And so it affects the sympathetic and parasympathetic response. And so
very interesting.
They have found out that that double breath right away, it affects the cortisol levels in your brain.
Wow. I'd heard the first one, the square breathing, and heard it described different ways, but I'm not aware of this one. Is there a name for the technique?
No, there's not really a name for the technique. I get double breathe, I guess you could say. And I can't remember the name of the neuropsychologist who has done experiment in the lab with this technique.
Okay.
And that's what I got it from.
It's fascinating. Okay, so you've given us two breathing techniques. These are simple, 15, 20 seconds or less. We can implement these, lowering our stress levels. So I've got a lot more relaxed people. Maybe they're driving on their commute and they're saying, oh boy, this is, why didn't DeRose have this Fred Hernandez on, 20 years ago when he started doing this show? I would have been better off all these couple of decades. So what else is up your sleeve as far as your stress management techniques that you share with those who come through your clinic?
So where do we put our hands when we are under stress? When we get a bad news, or we get a stressful notification, or, sort of a sudden, where in the body do we most of the time put our hands when we get some kind of stressful notification?
You're asking an interesting question. I usually think of someone like grabbing something, like not touching their body, but tell me the answer.
If you think about it, where in your body would you touch yourself? For instance, people might go, oh my God, and touch their heart, or the chest. Oh my, or they put their hands up, but there's one place in the body that a lot of people put their hands when they're under stress, in their office. They're under stress in their office and they're trying to write something, they're trying to think something, and they put their hand in that place in the body.
On their head? I don't know. Tell me.
Yes. In their forehead. Oh, so you put your hand on your forehead and you're like, holy cow, And you think about things and you right away, you touch the forehead right above your eyebrow.
Okay.
You touch it with your hand, they touch their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do that? There are two acupuncture points on top of the eyebrows and in between the eyebrows and the hairline. Whoever doesn't have hairline, just go above the eyebrows.
Okay.
And you go halfway up your forehead above the eyebrows. There's two acupuncture points there.
Huh.
And those two acupuncture points, when you touch them, it will start lowering the stress level or your anxiety. So for instance, right now, think of another stressful situation, and you can actually do it very direct or indirect. Direct would mean put two fingertips right above your eyebrows. Okay, just two fingertips there. And you leave them there and you think about your stressful situation. Oh, my kid, what's happening with my kid, my son, just think about it for about a minute. This was one of the techniques that takes the longest, a minute.
A minute. Okay.
Now, if you want to do unspecific, like not be so specific with your touch, just put your whole hand there.
Over your whole forehead, between your eyebrows and the hairline.
Exactly. Exactly. Just put your whole hand over the forehead, above the eyebrows, and you're going to think about the stressful situation while you have your hand there. Little by little, for a minute, little by little, you realize, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do that, and try to find a solution to the situation. So that's the one that takes a minute.
So now let me just ask you a question. So if someone's in a tribal council meeting, and it gets getting kind of stressful, and everyone's putting their hands up on their forehead. Well, they all know that they listen to this radio show.
But since this one takes a minute, it's too long to have to do it in a meeting. Okay. I'll show you other ones right now that you could do in a meeting that doesn't take that long.
Okay. So, but, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. So you're telling us these techniques, and I'm doing them as we're talking these through. And I'm actually, this is not rehearsed. I'm not just saying something to say it, but it seems like these things actually are helping. And I'm going to be honest with you because I'm a scientist, researcher. I'm saying, come on, is this guy just setting us up? You know, he's kind of planning these suggestions, kind of like a placebo effect. But you're saying there's really scientific basis for all these things that you're sharing with us.
Well, like I said about the breathing techniques already, there's a lot of research on the breathing techniques. And that's one of the natural remedies that we talked about at the beginning. The acupuncture points in the forehead, those are meridians that have been, you know, around in the Chinese medicine for a long time. And you do the acupuncture and it works.
Yeah, and maybe I should just touch on this because, you know, sometimes we talk about acupuncture or Ayurveda or other techniques that are indigenous techniques from other parts of the world, or we even talk about Native American indigenous practices. There are listeners that will sometimes say, well, hey, I've looked into these systems of cure and you know, they're based on false science and stuff. Here's what I would say. There is data, and we're talking about acupuncture right now, or traditional Chinese medicine. There's data showing that there's a true physiologic basis for many of these techniques. So even if the explanations, or some people say, well, there's spiritualistic explanations or things, we're not necessarily validating the whole system of practice. We're just saying, here's something that's been around for hundreds, thousands of years that people have said works, and we can actually demonstrate there's things that work about it. And I just want to put it in that context. We're not necessarily saying we agree with everything about traditional Chinese medicine, right?
That's correct. And that great way of putting it. For instance, the breathing technique, when you asked me a little while ago, you know, what does it actually do or how do we know? Well, one of the things is if you breathe in two times in a row quickly, like we showed, you're going to expand the lungs. And right away, more oxygen is going to come to your brain and to the tissues. And right away, your body's going to react better. That's a physiological response.
No, we're tracking here. Okay. So I love this. These are simple things. They're not going to take you weeks and months. We actually don't have to go to Puerto Rico to benefit from these.
You can do it right now.
Now, I do want to pause here because last time you were on the show, you told us you got a website with videos and stuff for neuromuscular conditions. Do you have videos with stress and things like that on your website?
Some of what I do now is also in those videos. Not all of them, but some of them.
Okay. So before we leave the show, we're going to make sure folks know how to not only connect with you. We've done that once. We'll do that again. We're going to also talk about where they can tap into some of your wisdom, your insights on the web. We're going to give that information very shortly, but we do have to step away just briefly. I'm Dr. DeRose. My guest today, Fred Hernandez. He's an experienced health educator, runs a clinic in Puerto Rico, doing all kinds of exciting neuromuscular work. We've got a lot more coming up about stress management. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our second half of today's show right after this.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. While you were listening to those messages, I was doing some work. I was checking out a website that Fred and his team operate. Fred, tell us what that website is so others, if they're not behind a steering wheel or doing something else that would be dangerous to access the web, they could do that in real time. What is your website?
Well, it's in Spanish. It's called vivasindolorpr.com. Live without pain, PR. .com, the literal translation. But okay. Of course, you have to write it in. Or you know what? You can just look up Fred Hernandez and in the web, and all my information will come out. Just Fred Hernandez.
Okay. Fred Hernandez, I think there's probably more than one or two of you out there in the world. But anyway, so Fred Hernandez, Puerto Rico, maybe that will find it. But the Spanish term, I want to make sure I've got this right. I know I've got it right because I just have been on the website, but I put in Viva, V-I-V-A, then Sin, S-I-N, Spanish for without, right? Viva is life. Have I got that right?
Yes.
Okay, so Viva Sin Dolor, D-O-L-O-R, and that means pain.
Right.
PR for Puerto Rico, .com.
Correct.
Now, a lot of my listeners are saying, hey, you know, I speak Navajo or some other indigenous language. I don't speak Spanish. I do have a lot of Spanish-speaking listeners in the Southwest who are native, but having said that, many don't. But what I just did is I accessed you, what browser have I got here? Google Chrome, probably other browsers do this as well. It gave me an option when I went to your website. It all comes up in Spanish, but right up on the top of my page, it says, Google Translate, I can click on Spanish or English. I just clicked on English, and it says, learn about our seminars, welcome. In this portal, you'll discover relief for your pain. So it looks like I'm good to go, even with my limited Spanish knowledge, just with using that function. So I love that it's got that functionality now. And how do I get these videos? Because you've got, is it under this self-help?
That's correct.
Okay. And if I had left it in Spanish... Oh, it says autoayuda.
Correct, right, correct.
Okay, that means self-help in Spanish, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so I just clicked on the English, can go back and forth, and I click on that, and when I click on it, oh, wow. Okay, so you've got like a whole list of all kinds of things, lower back pain, neck pain, visual health. Oh, wow, okay, and is there a certain section where we find especially, I see it here, stress and anxiety. Okay, I love this. So you got it all laid out very logically at vivasindolorpr.com. I didn't try putting in Fred Hernandez, Puerto Rico, stress management or pain, but hopefully people can get there as well. So for those who don't take that initiative and go to the website, give us some more techniques now, things that we can do right now in real time that can help us with our stress.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few really quick ones that make a lot of sense. So, for instance, you decide to go on a diet because you want to lose weight. And instead of a sudden, you go by your grandmother's house or you go by the bakery and you smell that wonderful bread. And oh my God, you can just put a little butter in it. Oh my God, it even tastes even better. And you know what? You forget about your promise of your weight loss. Okay. And you go ahead and you're like, boom, I ate that piece of bread or I ate that piece of cake. It was smelling so wonderful. You changed something in your brain by the smell of that bread, of the smell of that cake, of the bakery, of your grandma's cooking. So you're not supposed to eat it because you want to lose weight, but you went ahead and you ate it. You changed a decision. The same thing we can do with stress. You can change your stress level by using smells.
Really? Okay. This is it.
This is getting interesting. And so one of the smells that is really powerful is lavender. So you either take the flower of lavender or you squeeze the oil out of the plant and make it an essential oil of the plant, and you smell it through your nostrils, or you put it in your pillow at nighttime. So you could, when you lay on one side, you can smell it. You lay on the other side, you can smell it. You could put it on your feet. You could put it on a little cotton ball and put it in your air condition unit. So when it blows out, it blows over your room, or you could just put it in a diffuser in your room. So anything, or I could just, when I'm in my office, I just open the bottle, I smell it and I close it up and that's it. I got a dose of lavender.
I love that you're talking about this. Some years ago, I was working in a residential lifestyle center and we had a lot of people coming who were addicted to commercial tobacco, came to help us help them quit. And we had heard about some of this research, had read some of the studies. And so when people got rid of their cigarettes, we'd give them these little vials of lavender oil.
Nice.
And then when they had an urge to smoke, instead of inhaling tobacco products, commercial addictive tobacco products, they would open up this little vial, just like you said, and they take a big whiff of this lavender. And yeah, it was inspiring to see how people were getting help from that.
So that's one that you could do right away. And you can buy good quality oil, of course, so that it, you can smell something good, right? So that will make your stress level go down right away by just smelling that. The other one that is really quick and that is very good is a study that they did on cortisol levels, on the levels, that the body produces when it's high under stress, the cortisol is called cortisol. So they did this at Loma Linda University, where you and me went.
Right.
So they did this, and what they found out is that when you think about an upcoming pleasurable or happy situation in your life, for instance, you're working and you have a vacation and you're going to go on that vacation in the month of June, as for instance, and you're going to go to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Or you're going to go to Canada, or you're going to go to Alaska, or you're going to go someplace for vacation. Now in April, I'm under stress, working hard in my office. The technique is this way. You think about where you're going to go, what you're going to do for 15 seconds. You think about it. You visualize it. 15 seconds. You're just thinking about that vacation in Puerto Rico. And then all of a sudden, your stress cortisol goes down and you go back to work. 15 seconds. You think about something that you're going to do in the future. It could be something like a nice dinner tonight with your family, and you're under stress in your job, and you think about, oh, I'm going to see my grandkids, or I'm going to see my nephews, or I'm going to see my sister, tonight at the gathering with the family. You just think about that for 15 seconds, something pleasurable, something nice in your life.
So now I'm assuming this is going to work best if you've experienced it before. Now, I'm going to confess, I've traveled to a lot of places, but I've not been to Puerto Rico. So for me to think about time in Puerto Rico, I don't know what to visualize. I'm assuming it would work better if I'd been there. Or no. Just like...
No, just think about, you know, I'm sure you've seen pictures of islands in Puerto Rico.
Sure.
Oh, the beach, you know, and the warm weather and whatever. So you think about that.
Okay, but you have to have something that you can visualize either from your past experience. It can't be just like dreaming about what it might be like to go to a place that you have no idea what you're going to expect there. You have to have some expectation, right? And something that you're going to kind of savor. Is that, I mean, yeah. I know there's research on this savoring. Is it kind of a similar thing? Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, you could do that. You really need to do that, but if you bring it down to a personal level, I'm going to be this Sunday with my family at the park.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been with your family before many times, and this is another happy moment. This is another happy moment that you're going to be with your family. And when you're in the job, you're under stress. Oh, wait a minute. Just think for 10 seconds, 15 seconds about Sunday being at the park with your family.
Mm.
And that will do the same thing for your stress level.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I've noticed this as I've traveled around the world, certain places in the world, and I know you deal with patients and you're trying to make this realistic because this is what you hear. But I hear a lot of people, they'll use the name of God just like you do when they're stressed or something. And I know for some of my listeners, they've told me this. They say that's stressful to them to hear God's name used when a person's not referring to the divine personage. So what do you do when someone feels like, you know, and I know you're a Christian practitioner and you're in this environment. It's very, you know, a lot of people would say it's more of like a Catholic environment there in Puerto Rico. And I'm sure this is pretty common that people use God's name when they're stressed, right? That's what you've been illustrating for us. So do you have a pointer like for someone who that's kind of stressful to them to hear that? Like, do you say something to someone or do you just kind of push that out of your mind? Do you see my practical question there?
I'm trying to understand, yes. And there's a technique that I teach them to do based on the concept of the divinity.
Okay, well, I'm interested in this.
Yeah. So, you know, a stressful situation is very chaotic.
Uh-huh.
It's very confusing. You need to make a decision about something and you're confused, you know, or there's something that happened and it's all chaotic and everybody's trying to figure out what to do, et cetera, et cetera. When you have that in your mind, that confusion in your life about something in particular, mm-hmm. for instance, my daughter or my son or my work, my colleague at work, or, you know, anything in particular specific, what you're going to do is you're going to say 5 words at that moment that you're thinking about that stressful situation.
So it's just 5 words, 5 specific words?
5 specific words you're going to say at that moment.
Okay, you got us on the edge of our seat. We want to know these 5 words.
All right. You're going to say, thinking about the situation, you're going to say, all is in divine order.
Huh.
5 words. All is in divine order. So you're not talking about a God or your God or my God or whatever. You know, there's so many philosophies and religions and the way of thinking. We're just saying that whatever is happening in that stressful situation, whatever the confusion is, whatever the problem is, there is an order in that. We don't see it. We can't visualize it right now, but we trust that the divine is an orderly thing. And so there is a divine order in that particular situation. And the technique, I'll tell you a story really quick.
Yeah.
When I was running late from one appointment to the other in terms of my clinic to a contract that I had in the company to give therapy to the employees, I was running really late. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it on time. And I was really excited. When I was on the way over there, I repeated this 5 words about 24 times. Then I relaxed. And then I'll tell you what happened. after.
We want to hear this. You are right, though. We can't hear it just this second because we've got a final opportunity to hear from some exciting folks that are doing some great things in Indian country and beyond. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Fred Hernandez, powerful techniques to help us with our stress. We've got more coming up in our final segment. Stay with us. A lot more right after these important words.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I am Dr. David DeRose. It is so good to have you with us. We have been talking with Fred Hernandez. He's in our virtual studio right now. We've been speaking about the power of spirituality, is how I would put it, and talking about some people call a higher power, a creator, God. Like you mentioned, you don't have to be an adherent to a certain religious belief to realize that there's something bigger than yourself that has things under control. So give us again, you mentioned when we're under stress, we're to repeat a 5-word phrase. What is that phrase again?
So when you're under stress, you think about the stressful situation and you're going to say these 5 words, thinking about it, about the stressful situation. All is in divine order.
Okay.
So you're saying there's an order in that stressful situation that you don't see, but there's an order there, and the divine is an orderly thing. So you're trusting that that's what's happening, but even though you don't see it.
Okay. So you gave us a story. Your life was, that day was kind of, quote, out of control. Everything's running late. You're trying to rush over to a client that you have.
Right. So I was going from the clinic to a corporation that I was going to give therapy to, and I repeated this phrase on the way over there about 24 times. I remember 24 times. And at the 24th time, and you can do it how many times you want at that moment or however few times, as long as you feel a relief in your chest and your heart. You feel a relief. Oh, okay. You've done it. You've done it exactly the way it's supposed to be. When I got there to the corporation that I was supposed to give the job that I was supposed to do, there's been a fire at the factory and everybody was outside.
Oh my.
And when I got there, they said, okay, the fire is out. Everybody come back in. And I went back in with them at the right time because everybody was out. I wasn't late to my appointment. I wasn't late to provide the services.
Wow. So we're not necessarily saying that the divine created the fire or the circumstances, but...
No, I'm just saying that in your mind, you think this is chaos, but there's an order to it. And you just say, hey, all is in divine order. And you know what? Something happens that it turns out beneficial. It turns out good. It turns out this and so that. You know, I mean, right after that appointment, I had another appointment where I had to give therapy to sports people who riding horses at a horse track. And I was their therapist. Mm. And right before they go into the horse, mm-hmm. they have to weigh themselves in order to be the right weight. But everything mm. starts on time in those horse races. Well, guess what? I got there late, but I wasn't really late to give therapy. Why? Because the weight machine was damaged. And before they fixed it, I was able to treat everybody. It was the same day.
And that was the same day?
And so I say, hey, if it worked for me one time, let me do it next time, you know? So I did it next time, mm-hmm. you know? And I have people who say, I'm going to go into this meeting right now. We're going to cut our heads off, you know, in this meeting. I say, hey, I know you don't believe in nothing, but you know what? Just say these 5 words. After the meeting, he comes back to me and says, you know what? We came out of there hugging each other. I can't believe it. I don't know what it is. So whatever you have in your life right now, if you have a stressful situation, just say all is in divine order 5 times. Those 5 words, how many times you want to say it, and wait and see what happens and how it all comes about. So that's one thing.
It's an amazing concept. I know from the circles that I'm in, I identify as a Christian at this point in my life, and you know, I can think of these different statements in the Bible, you know, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And folks, many Christians will cite that passage in Romans chapter 8. But like you said, it's not just a Christian concept. I know some of my native listeners, they hear Christian, they say that's colonialism and things that were forced on us. But from their native traditions, they believe that there's something more
exactly.
than just them. And all is in divine order. It's a very, very interesting concept. I've not heard it articulated that way. Is this something you came up with, or is there actually research with this?
No, it's something that's been around. Other disciplines and
really?
other concepts, yeah.
So, okay. Now, I know you got some other techniques for us before we have to wind up the show.
Yes. So this is a really quick technique. When you see somebody walking under stress, preoccupied, down the street, how do they walk? How is the position of their head?
I mean, I see a lot of people head down.
Exactly. So when you see somebody walking in the street, in your house, in your work, and they have a head down, you know they're going through some stressful situation or problematic, or they're preoccupied by something. So whenever you are under stress and you feel like lowering your head down because of that, you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to think about this. Oh, my God. Oh, this or that. You know, you are going to do this technique when you're under stress or preoccupied for something. You're going to lift your chin up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Since we don't have too much time, and I want to teach another technique, you're going to think about something stressful in your life right now, and then you're going to lift your chin up. And try to keep thinking about that stressful situation. And in a few seconds, you're going to realize you cannot think about it the same way. And in fact, you're going to start thinking of solutions when you have your chin up. What does that do? When you have your head forward, okay, there's a circuit, neurological circuit that's working. When you lift up the head, you change that circuit, just change the pathway. And the same pathway can no longer function as it was with the head down. And what it does is it stops what was going on. And when it stops, other ideas start coming in to resolve the problem. And you cannot think about it the same way as you were thinking about it with your head down. So when you go into your job tomorrow morning or the next day or whenever you go to your job, walk in with your head up. Walk in with your head up. And people are going to say, yeah, this guy, you know, he's got it together. And sure enough, Whenever your head is up, you will think better about solutions of your problems. It's a neurological change.
I love the concept. Now, you tell me if maybe I've been employing this and not knowing it. When I'm doing a lot of work at my desk, I will deliberately lay on my stomach and put my head up and like read or something, you know, whether I get on the floor, or if I'm in my house, I'll go into my bed or on a couch or something and put that head into extension. Is that doing some of the same thing?
Yes. But you want to do it when you're under stress to change that stress level.
Wow.
All right. Do I have a chance for another one?
Well, let's do this. Let's make sure we one more time let people know how they can get a hold of you and get your resources, because we're in the home stretch here. So give us the website again, because you got all these great videos and all kinds of material there. So how do we connect with that?
VivaSinDolorPR.com. LiveWithoutPainPR.com. Or you know what? You can just Google Fred Hernandez Puerto Rico or Fred Hernandez Pain Management, and you will... You'll get it.
Okay. So Viva, the Spanish word for life, V-I-V-A, sin, or it looks like the word
without,
sin, right?
Yeah.
Yep. V-I-V-A-S-I-N, dolor, D-O-L-O-R for pain, P-R for Puerto Rico, .com. Viva sin dolor, P-R.com. And then you gave out a phone number, because there are some folks that may want to connect with you, your clinic. And what's that number again?
787 area code. The number is 774-8383.
Okay. So 787-774-8383. And if they say, hey, I mean, it sounds like this guy's doing some exciting stuff. Like I said, we talked about, I referred to the fact that you're doing some interesting stuff with neuropathy. I've got some patients who may want to be flying down to Puerto Rico. You're doing some, I know, innovative techniques with that, but all kinds of musculoskeletal stuff, neurologic stuff, and grounding that all in stress management techniques. Is it really, let me ask it this way, as we're winding up the show. If someone just says, hey, I think all this stress management stuff, just a bunch of hocus pocus, I'm just going to leave that off. Are they really missing out on a lot? I mean, they're seeing a good physical therapist, massage therapist, chiropractor, someone like you. Do they need the stress management stuff? How important is that in the whole equation?
Medicine, on the whole, has realized that stress is harmful, not only for psychological issues, psychological, your mind, but for your body. Medicine has already done so many, you know, research on that. So it's well known that stress will affect your heart, will affect your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your kidneys, you know, and produce all kinds of diseases because of the stress in your body. So that has been proven already. But if you look to your right, or if you look to your left, when you're under stress, your head, you're going to change neurologically something that's happening there. And that is my last technique.
Oh, wow. You snuck that into our last few seconds. Fred, stress is important. All kinds of simple things we can do to help. Thank you so very much for pulling away from your very busy schedule.
You're welcome.
And to each of you who've joined us today, thank you for taking an interest in your health. Share the show. Share the website, aianl.org. You can access our archives there, or go to any of our networks and you can get more information about the show. I'm Dr. David DeRose. As always, wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.